Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back to old school. Do you know if, from the text line, do you know if Lionheart will be catching again Power Slap Friday? Yes. And he Lionheart was booked for UFC 302 International. Like, this is a big one. One of the young lions, of course, decided that it was a good idea to challenge Anthony Lionheart Smith because he feels like Anthony's on his way out, and Anthony, you know, will go through it. And he, Anthony, wait a minute. What? So it's in Rio de Janeiro. 301. Yes, 301.
Pretty nice. Pretty cool place to go for a work trip.
Yeah, it was interesting because when it was announced, Anthony, you know, kind of told me he was actually at a Supernovas practice when he told me, and I wanted to run with it and go, hey everybody, I know Anthony Smith, but I had to respect the code, right, and allow him to announce it. And then his wife and his daughters were at the practice as well, and his wife goes, hey, do you want to go to 302? And I was like, yes, I want to go to 302. Yes, I want to go to 302 and 301. And I went, oh, I have a Supernovas game. Can't do it. So, no. I won't. Yeah, I'm not.
Where are the Novas for 301?
Vegas.
Okay, not bad.
Vegas, like it's
just one road trip off, right? Get 300 there. Just switch it around.
Yeah, it was a thought. Like I actually thought about it. No, they're in Columbus. Columbus. So
yeah, Columbus is Columbus.
It's Columbus. It's a get even. That's a get even match.
It is.
So and matter of fact, that could be a playoff preview.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on how things, you know, finish out. Again, big one in Atlanta. Saturday night, tune in. Feel free, please, to tune in, or you can jump, catch the stream on YouTube, but you can catch the call. So here's what you should do, is have the app on and then have this YouTube stream so you can see what we're talking about. Yeah, that's what you should do. Austin Orman, give me the first, the oldest sports memory you have. How far back can you go? What's the first thing you remember as, live, you remembered it?
Watching or playing?
Watching.
Watching. Okay, that is going to be for myself, I remember second grade basketball and one of our players showing up with snow boots instead of basketball shoes.
Amazing.
Baseball or softball, I should say. I remember going to watch my mom and dad play in church league softball.
See, it's amazing, right? Because fandom is built on familiarity and feelings, right? Familiarity, feelings, and then often it is a matter of representation, right? Do I see myself in the people playing the game?
I did see myself in mom and dad.
Right?
Yes. Easy to do.
Right? I'm old enough that a lot of the sports that is presented was not presented as it is today. So there's no sports center. There's no cable TV. Certainly there was no internet. There was no app. through landlines and otherwise. My mother used to love to tell the joke that I learned to read at an early age because in a house of eight kids and one TV, you had to spread and delegate and assign TV time. And so my mom loved to tell the story that they noticed that I learned to read pretty early. And the reason behind it was back in those days, there was no cable guide. There was a TV guide that you got in the mail with the Sunday newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody else would grab their part of the paper and I would grab the TV guide.
because that's what you wanted or because that's what was left?
No, it's what I wanted because in order to be able to watch sports, I had to learn to be able to read the TV guide so that I could claim all of the football times or baseball times for the family. And if I only got 4 hours, 5 hours of TV a week, I needed for it to be Sunday or Saturday or Monday night baseball or whatever it was.
Make it count.
Right? Like, well, that was the thing. My mom said that. That's how sports got him to learn how to read, because I could go through and go, okay. So, and then at the time, we had the Washington Senators, the Washington Redskins. We did not have the Washington Capitals. They did not exist yet. We had the Washington Bullets, who had just become the Washington Bullets because they were the Baltimore Bullets before they were the Washington Bullets. We did have the Virginia Squires, who played in Norfolk or Richmond, including Billy Cunningham, Dr. J, you know. So, yeah, you had to kind of pick your battles. But the Senators were never on national TV. Never in my life do I remember the Washington Senators being on the Game of the Week. First in your hearts, last in the NL East. In the AL East. Like, it was just, we're talking putridly bad baseball.
Consistently.
Right, just
all bang. The time.
100 loss.
Yeah.
Count it.
Book it.
Book it. It was gonna, they were gonna lose.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You can put it on the board. You can take it to the bank.
Yep. It was Sharpie. Like, just put it in. But what I remember was two things. One, listening to Senators games, Nats, as we called them, on the transistor radio. And one of the first Christmas presents I got that I remember was a transistor radio. That so I could listen to the Redskins and Nationals, the Senators, play at night. And just imagine deep summer nights in D.C., catching fireflies and listening to baseball.
And who are the play-by-plays for that? Who do you remember?
The first ones I remember actually were Baltimore. I remember Baltimore. Washington had some cornball announcers, but it was just
hit the 100 loss vibe.
Netty Boo, because they you fell in love with the commercials because the commercials met National Bohemian beer and Starling. It wasn't Pabst Blue, it was like Starling something. But National Bohemian were the beers. And all the commercials were cigarettes and beer. And Washington had two players. Now, I can remember the entire starting lineups for the Washington Senators from the late 60s. In that Aurelio Rodriguez, the senor from San Sonoro. That was the radio call. Like, that was, like, I remember this. He ended up better known for his time with the Detroit Tigers. But Aurelio Rodriguez, and the and next to him was Eddie Brinkman. And Eddie Brinkman was the thinnest. Washington and Baltimore had the two skinny shortstops that couldn't hit. Neither one could hit. Mark Belanger for Baltimore, who was Blade. Mm-hmm. They called him Blade.
Yep.
Neither one could hit, right? They just couldn't hit. And they would put the battle of the Minnie-Minosa line. If they ever got above 200, we would lose our minds.
But could they take a walk?
No. They doubled their inability to hit with not being able to
even get on base.
Get on base. Yeah, it wasn't bottom of the lineup was a death trap.
Second leadoff guy, not us.
Not us. Every now and then we would get the Tigers took both the shortstop and third baseman. We had Dave Cash early, and then we had Lenny Randle. We had Lenny Randle at second base. We had Mike Epstein, who was a rookie, who was a veteran, good bat. He was the three hitter. We had him until the Rangers, Hargrove, came in, was a rookie. He and Ben Grieve, Texas Rangers icon. Yeah. Paul Cassie Casanova in center field. And then the Washington Monument, all 6'7.5", 275 pounds of Frank Hondo Howard.
Yes.
Who would hit missiles into the Washington skies.
Mm-hmm.
Those were we had Denny McClain, refurbished from Detroit after his 30-win season.
Mm-hmm.
Never got close in Washington.
Didn't even probably get to 30 in Washington.
My goodness. Oh, boy, they were bad. They were so bad. Dick Bosman was our all-star pitcher. Dick Bosman, who also was stolen by the Tigers and moved on. We did have a quick run with Ted Williams, the Splendid Splinter, as the manager.
Denny McClain led all of baseball in losses in his time in Washington.
You betcha he did.
Led all of baseball in wins in 1968. Led the AL in wins in 69. 1970 in Detroit, 3-5, and then 10-22.
Bruh!
For them sends.
And it was a bad 22. It was a bad.
Only a 4.28 ERA. That's fourth starter stuff.
Well, mind you, he had six regulars who couldn't hit. Find the 69 and 70 Senators batting averages, and it will bring joy to your baseball heart to call out some of the numbers.
Hey, those 69 Senators went 86 and 76.
Yeah, and then that's why the Rangers bought him. That's why look, Ted Williams came in, rattled at him, and then out.
Got all right, going from catcher down to right field here in the batting order.
Yep.
Paul Casanova, 216 batting average. Mike Epstein, 278.
He was the baller.
He was. Bernie Allen, 247.
Bernie was iconic.
Yep. Ed Brinkman.
Eddie Brinkman.
266.
Listen, we didn't know. We knew that he was going to be traded the moment he got above 200.
Frank Howard
Hondo.
Hit 296.
Yep, that was the all-star.
Ken McMullen, 272.
Mm-hmm.
Dell Unser, 349.
The
and
battling
May,
Unser.
286.
The battling Unser brothers. Yeah, that was.
And then Lee May, 290.
And they traded him immediately.
Immediately?
Immediately. We will have none of that offensive success in our
Stop
Senators
it.
Lineup.
Enough.
We will have enough of that. But that was where my love and my sense of humor about sports came to birth. Austin. Oh,
the next year is even better.
Oh.
We'll go through this. Okay. Casanova, 229. Epstein, 256. Tim Cullen, 214.
Ugh.
Ed Brinkman, 262. You got Aurelio Rodriguez at 247. Frank Howard, 283. Ed Stroud, 266. Lee May, 263.
Oh, boy. We're so good. What a lineup. What a lineup. And they're 40 miles north. The Baltimore Orioles are balling.
They're balling.
They are balling. Brooks Robinson, Jim Palmer, balling. So finally, my family figured it. My uncle's like, son, I cannot allow you to just watch this. We will drive to Baltimore on the weekends, and I will show you what baseball is supposed to look like.
Heard that one before.
Well, darn break. Second hour of Old School coming up.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.